Angels fall to earth. Oh, it's down.
Speed dial 225. man. Damn it. Fuck. Yeah, T-Fall Radio, dead air.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to place...
Get our lucky number. That'll fill the air.
We should. Fuck. I'm listening to fucking Tool. All right, Doug, come on.
We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep.
Don't say anything.
We will return your call.
All right.
He's not gonna pick up, dude. Lucky, you're a homo. Doug, enough. He's not gonna pick up.
I can't stop. Oh, there he goes.
Lucky, you're gay. Did you hang up?
No.
Lucky, you're fucking gay, man. We're doing the show without you. We hate you now.
Hey, why don't we just do the show on his answering machine?
Let's go on with the show now. Let's keep doing it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
By the way, just to let the listeners know, Doug blew up his computer with some fireworks he had left over from the 4th of July. And we're recording this show analog, man. We're recording it on tape, motherfucker.
We're literally actually having a microphone pointed at a telephone and picking this up.
On tape. And we're going to make it, you know, going to make a fucking wave out of it later. Then convert that to an MP3. But right now, it's on tape. So if this episode is sounding like shit, that's why. And if it's sounding really good, then we might just do it this way from now on. You never know. It's experimental, motherfuckers. Experimental. It's all about experimenting. Experimenting with drugs, with sex, with Satanism, all that stuff. You want to worship the devil?
I'm really going to laugh as Lucky picks up his phone and he's like fucking sleeping.
Well, anyway, like I said, you want to worship the devil? That's what this show is about, worshiping the devil. Not theory. Me and you used to do urban exploration back in the days, but it was really just an excuse to go into the woods and worship Satan, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we used to set up the altars.
And shit.
Yeah, sacrifice versions. That's what it's all about, man. Satan's fucking cool, man. It's the coolest guy around.
Many a shallow grave has been dug in the woods.
That's it.
Yeah.
Painting the upside-down crosses on the trees and shit, and pentagrams and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, listening to fucking DSI, doing coke. Yeah.
That's it, man. It's all about Satan. Satan, if you're out there listening, props to you. Big shouts to Satan. The Dark Lord of the Underworld. Anyway, I don't know. What does that have to do with telecom? Nothing. The telcos are like
Verizon's
Satan.
The devil.
Yeah, they're all the devil.
Verizon is the devil.
Yeah, so that's it. They're going to be listening out there. The CEO of Verizon is sitting in his fucking cave somewhere with, like, fucking horns on and shit. But yeah, I think are we still on Lucky's answer?
Yes, we are. I just checked, we are.
This is so awesome. This is just fucking lead, bro.
This is going to be a better copy of the show, probably.
On his answer machine? Yeah, we're going to use the Lucky answer machine version will be a special edition that you can download. Oh, is that it?
Dude, Lucky.
Yeah. No, I think it hung up.
Hold on.
What are we gonna call him again, dude? We want to do a show here, kind of.
No, he hung up. You heard him in the background, though, didn't you?
No, that wasn't him. That was the answer machine voice saying thank you.
Oh, I thought Lucky said thank you.
No, that was the answer machine voice.
Oh.
Good. Anyway, yeah, Default Radio. I'm sure the listeners are thoroughly enjoying this, but do we have anything to talk about, or are we just doing this for no reason?
I don't think we have anything to talk about.
Oh, God. We don't just the devil, my dark lord and master?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah, you did bring up the fact that free world dial-up is gay.
Yeah, free world dial-up is gay. I mean, a lot of people, I don't know, man. People are saying it's weak.
I don't know. The codec it uses is bad. I mean, nobody's told me the codec's good, so...
Well, yeah, that's true.
And some extensions just don't work. I don't know why.
Fucking but Jeff Pulver has his head up his ass, that's why.
No, most of the time I ever use that thing, every time I want to dial 800 nowadays, it seems like it doesn't work.
Because everybody's using
it,
probably.
Work.
We blew it up too much. We shouldn't have talked about it. Was that it?
People will give up on it soon.
when it starts to fucking really suck?
Oh, yeah. Well, it really sucks now, man. I've never got the 800 number shit to work. It always tells me that I need to be a free will dial-up subscriber, which makes no fucking sense.
You have to do star in the 800 number now.
No, I do star, and it says, to use this feature, you must be a free will dial-up subscriber.
Well, how the hell are you on their network without being a free will dial-up subscriber?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what the fuck? Why don't you subscribe? What's wrong with you?
Oh, right.
The fuck?
You know why? It must be the Linux bullshit, aren't they, like, or are you just using their software?
No, I'm using Asterisk. But they claim that Asterisk works with their shit, no problem.
Well, they why?
It's yeah,
ball blood. Yeah, I use the XM Pro shit. It always gives me shit. Shit.
Shit.
For how was everybody's fun. Christmas?
Christmas? I don't celebrate Christmas. We just got finished saying how me and Ed Theory fucking worship the devil.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
The fuck? Well, Merry Christmas to our real listeners out there.
Oh, my high holy day is May Day. Is that what the devil worshippers do, May Day? I don't even know.
May Day? I don't know.
That's some, like, pagan stuff. May Day.
Yeah,
May Day.
All good.
All those fucking girls who think they're witches fucking celebrate May Day. You don't know about that?
No, man.
Never fucked the black number one?
Nope.
Nah?
Nope.
Huh. But everybody had once, at least. Ah. But yeah, those girls celebrate May Day. So I guess that's some sort of devil thing. Whatever that's worth.
Eh, whatever.
Bah, wow, this show sucks.
Oh, come on, dude, it rules.
Default Radio really is like it's a bad show, man. There's, like, you know, I've recently learned that there are, like, some 13-year-old girls listening. Do you know how bad that is? Like, seriously, think about that. Think about that shit, bro. If you had a 13-year-old daughter, would you want her listening to the show?
I don't know, but I think it's hot, though.
Hey, easy. There might be police listening.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's probably what one of the two listeners are, police.
Yeah, right? They're waiting for us to slip up, which we're not going to do, so you might as well turn it off now. But, it's disheartening to me that there's 13-year-old girls listening to the show. It makes me want to clean up my act for about half a second, and then I just say, fuck it. But, you know.
What, do you get email from these chicks, or what? How the hell do you know this?
Yeah, man. Well, I the email, fucking AIM, everything. It's fucking oddity. It's an oddity. It truly is. Yep. It's a fucking oddity. Well, you know what we're going to get into first, actually?
What's that?
Email and voicemail. I want to get that out of the way. Fuck, Doug, do you have the emails? Because as I said earlier, Doug's computer has exploded. He was, I don't know, shooting Roman candles inside of it or something. I don't know what happened. But something happened. He blew it up. Doug?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you going to answer my fucking question? What are you doing? Eating fucking Juicy Fruits?
No,
what's fucking wrong with you?
I'm eating Twix, actually.
Twix. All right, well, when you finish with your Twix, why don't you read some emails, bro?
You mean, is that, like, something that involves using the computer?
Oh, fuck. Can you not?
It was only one email, and if I can remember, it was from a guy by the name of Don, who, just gave us a definition for Bukkake, that's all I remember. Oh, and he really says that you should get rid of Lucky 225 because he's never on the show. That's what he said.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's the sentiment of a lot of people. So, Lucky, if you're out there listening, what the fuck? Fucking noob.
You fucking noob.
Anyway. Well, there was another email, because I looked at it before. I don't have it in front of me, but there was an email from Natus. And,
yeah.
And its entirety said that Default Radio is made out of WrestleMania. Now, I don't know what that means.
Basically, as we're always bagging on people, I don't know.
I don't know what it means, man. Is it because it's, you know what I took it to mean? Because it's always just fucking pandemonium. I don't know. We got to get Natus on to explain that.
Actually, you know what we really need to do is get G.I. Joe on, because we promised him like 14 episodes ago.
I never see him, man. So whenever we do a show, but he's going to be on 7, which is coming up. Because I don't. When are we going to stream? When are we going to stream this? Yeah, 7's going to be live. This ain't live, but 7's going to be live. 7's going to have Lucky, too.
Why don't we just stream this after 7?
No, it's going to be before 7, you fucking jerk.
7 and then 6.66.
Nah, bro. When do you want to stream this? Whatever. All right, let's not get into fucking that type of shit. So anyway, yeah, so, okay, Don sent us an email saying that Lucky's a fucking homo. Natas sent us an email saying that Default Radio was made out of WrestleMania, and we haven't deciphered this yet. I don't know if it's some code or something. Maybe there's like a switch login hidden somewhere in that sentence. I don't know. It could be something it could be a coded message. But I'm not quite sure. But that's what he thinks. It's made into WrestleMania. And I, like I said, my first impression was that, because it's just fucking pandemonium. Because we're just flying off of the top fucking turnbuckle. That's what I thought, man. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. Pandemonium. Fucking hailing from parts unknown.
You got some serious issues, dude.
Yeah, why don't we move on to voice?
I said it, man. I'm out of fucking control, bro. I should be locked up. They can't do it, though, but I should be. I should be locked up, man. You know what?
Talking about those 13-year-old girls. They'll do it.
I didn't say anything, bro. It was you who said it, man. You were like, that's hot. I said it was kind of disheartening. You were like, yo, that's
man,
fucking hot. You were
man.
Like, decoder, fucking give me that girl's email. I want to contact her.
Yeah, give me her email. I'll do it.
I will. I know you would.
Oh, God.
I couldn't. I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
You know what we were talking about, actually, last night on the bridge? We were talking about all these people's fetishes, like all these guys that have the weirdest and sickest fetishes.
And, well, 13-year-old girls have a weird fetish.
We all, and then we mentioned, but then again, all of us, all of our fetishes are actually legal compared to Decoder's fetish. And I was like, oh, you mean 12-year-old girls?
I already told you, man. I couldn't bring myself to do it if she was under 16. I already proved it to myself. Some really, I'll tell you, man, and this is not telecom related, I guess this is just default, some really fucking hot chick, and this was a couple of months ago, smoking. This girl was fucking smoking. Fucking approaches me at the store and starts fucking talking to me and shit. I took one look at her. I could tell that she was not a day over fucking 14. And I just couldn't do it. Like, I thought I could. I thought I had it in me. I just don't. I fucking had to turn away. It's like the Rolling Stone song, fucking Paint It Black. Seriously. If you remember that one line, I forgot the exact line, but something about he just had to turn his head.
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
No. He sees the girls walk by just in their summer clothes and he has to turn his head until his darkness goes. I just couldn't do it. I had to fucking just blow the fuck off.
Yo, let's make that our closing song.
Paint It Black? No. Anyway. Maybe we're going to use the Rolling Stones in the future, because the Stones are the shit, baby. The Stones
Thank
are
you.
The shit. But anyway, yeah, 16 and up. Keep it legal, kids. 16 and up.
That's not even legal.
Yeah, it is.
16 is not legal.
It depends on what state you're in. I mean, come on. California, I know 16 is legal. New York, I think, is 17, but, you know, let's talk about
my friend that's 19 got busted for hanging out. Oh, wait, never mind, she was 15.
Yeah, let's not split hairs here.
Holy 16, shit.
16, 17. 16 is good. We all know this, but 17 is your default age. You're in the clear. Yeah, 17, you're in the clear. This 18 bullshit, that's just like it's a myth.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep
you
want to
know the real deal? Ageofconsent.com. There you go.
That's it. Ageofconsent.com. You got to know these
things.
That's
my fucking Bible right there. That's my fucking Bible.
And then, not theory. It's 17 in New York State, correct?
Yeah, it's definitely 17 in New York.
No matter what age you are, this isn't some if you're under 21 or something.
No,
oh yeah,
dude,
that's how it works.
Yo, all that shit is bullshit. No, that's bullshit.
Yeah, that's all.
The age of consent
right
is the age of consent. It doesn't matter how many years apart any of that other shit.
Yeah.
They have
laws like that in some states, Bible Belt type of states. Because there's some Bible Belt states where 15 is good or 14 is good if you're fucking under 21.
Is this show like about telecom or just
no? Because it's episode 6.66. It's about as evil as it gets, and the screwing little girls is evil, and so that's what we're going to talk about.
No, we can make it telecom related. Screwing little girls is evil. You go to jail, and they have phones in jail. There you go.
Or you call them up on the phone.
Yeah, call them up and harass them while you're in jail.
That's it.
But yeah, like I said, I couldn't bring myself to do the 14-year-old, but she was fucking hot. I could say that I regret it because she was hot. I should have at least got to know her and maybe waited, you know, but I don't have time to fucking kill like that.
Yeah,
come
no,
on.
Seriously, yo, 14 is too young. I've never seen a 14-year-old girl that was fuckable.
No, she
well,
was smoking, though.
Well,
she was
well,
smoking.
I have, but then again, I'm 15.
No, the girl was smoking, I gotta say, but just when you look at her, since her face looks so young and you could tell she was young, it just killed it. From behind, it was all right. I was like, yo, look at this fucking chick. Turns around, and it's like, fucking, she's 10 years old. It's like, nah. I'll pass
yeah,
on this one, baby.
Scary, man.
Yeah, I'll pass on that. Well, I gotta say, man, you look at these, I don't know, I've seen girls that are 14 that look 18, and I've seen girls that are fucking 21 that look 13, so, I don't know, man, they're fooling you.
13?
Dude, yeah, hell fucking yeah. I know this girl, actually, she's 20 right now. If you were to see her in the street, you would think she was like 13 or 14 years old. I'm telling you, bro. That's how it is sometimes. They fool you. You always have to check ID. You know what my little trick is? If I'm hanging out with a chick and I'm not buying that she's of age, I have her fucking, I give her $20. I tell her to go in the store to get me a pack of cigarettes to keep the change. If that bitch don't come out with cigarettes, I just fucking haul ass. I get the fuck out of there. I leave her. I leave her at the fucking Exxon station. That's it, bro. You can't fuck around in this day and age, man. If I'm going to go to jail, it's going to be for, like, killing someone or fucking something good, you know? Something good. Not for that. Anyway, moving right along. Anything else evil? What, is there anything that's evil that's telecom related, besides the obvious? Ah, I know. That wouldn't work. I don't fucking know. I don't know anything anymore.
I was thinking of something, but I totally forgot. Oh yeah, I would just like to announce that I've used over 1,000 of my minutes.
1,000? You mean 10,000?
Oh, I'm sorry, 10,000.
Didn't you say this like a month ago that you used 10,000, a couple of days ago?
No, it was a couple of weeks ago. So probably by now it's a lot more, so this is old news, but yeah.
Yeah, old news. Thanks for giving us old news on T-Fall Radio.
Hey, it's all about that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Tell everybody how you did it or what? The dead silence. You could fucking hear a pin
yeah,
drop.
Fuck, man.
How'd you do it? No, just
okay,
by normal calling.
Fucking use the phone for 1,000 minutes. 1,000.
Yeah, dude, get your numbers straight here. He probably fucking did a lot of fucking calling to milliwatts and whatnot. Leaving the phone off the hook.
I three-wayed a lot of people to things. I three-wayed a lot of bridges that I hate to milliwatts and sweep tones twice. And then I three-wayed a lot of shit, and I just transferred a whole bunch of shit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Providing a service for the community.
Yep.
That's all good. All good in the hood. Yep. Well, you know, I did want to talk about something, actually. And this is kind of weird. Like, I don't get it. I don't get the mentality behind this. But you think that we all like phones and shit, and we all play with them all the time and fucking crap like that, that most of us would know what we're doing, right? Well, when it comes to, like, scanning, or not even scanning, just fucking calling anything, and I hear it all the time, people, and on the Binref forums, a few people have mentioned it, oh, I was scanning some numbers, and I got callbacks. It's like, yo, why aren't you blocking your caller ID? You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking get it. Why do you call anything letting your caller ID go through?
I don't know.
I just don't understand. And then people say, oh, I don't want to press *67 every time. Fuck per call blocking. It's all call blocking. All call blocking is free. You call them up and you say, I want all call. Well, that's what they call it in Verizon. I don't know what they call it everywhere else, but Verizon calls it all call blocking, which basically translates to you don't have to press *67. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and *67 free is free, so I don't see why they would charge you to have it automatic. So
yeah,
Verizon doesn't, with both wireless and landline, they don't.
Yeah, they don't charge you. I don't think anybody charges for that shit. I don't think they could.
Vonage doesn't provide that service yet. You have to fucking dial *67 per call.
Well, you know, that's just Vonage. I'm talking about wireline, landline. But I just don't understand it. Why don't you press *67? I don't fucking get it, man. I don't fucking get it. But, so some people don't like to do it, and they let their numbers go through. And,
I will say one thing, though. In the future, and this isn't singled out to anybody, this is everybody. In the future,
yeah.
Anybody who is going to call our voicemail number, which is 1-484-DEFAULT, block your caller ID, because sometimes you want to play it, like, live on the air. Not today, of course, because we're not live, so we're going to edit it when we play the messages in a few minutes. But when you do call in the future, just hit the *67. *67-1484-DEFAULT. Doug, maybe you should change the fucking website.
Oh, instead of saying 1-484-DEFAULT, put a *67 in front of it?
Yeah, because, like, dude, we don't want your number. Like, truly, we don't want
it. Yeah, we're trying to own you. We're actually giving you the warning that, you know, please block your caller ID.
Yeah,
so,
we don't... We're not
having an effort to writing down your number or anything. We just ignore it. But, I mean, if we want to play it live on the air, we're not going to, you know, play that shit out there.
Yeah, because it's just going to make it a hassle. We're going to have to take the messages out of that box. We're going to have to fucking record them into a different voicemail box and then call that up live on the air. And it's like, we don't want to go. We're lazy fucking idiots. We don't want to go through the trouble to do this shit. I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
And that was the only voicemail available to be able to dial default, so.
I could probably snag a few more. I do have one that doesn't work correctly, so I haven't used it. But, I mean...
Does it say default?
No, it's fucking... It's a completely different number. Yeah, it says spell default. The fuck, bro? I got it like the...
You.
I had the number that I had like 3 weeks before you got the 484 default, except it doesn't work. It's broken.
Oh, yeah, we called that one. It was like ringing like 4 times.
Yeah, and when we finally got into it, it wouldn't take any TTNF commands. But, you know,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so block your caller ID. Not just when you're calling us, but when you're calling anything. Block your fucking caller ID. Get all call blocking. Just press *67. And, you know, you could build a box that will do it. If you think about it like this, think about the telezapper, right? The telezapper pretty much just plays the fucking sit tone, right? Every time your phone goes off hook. And that's how it fucking... telezaps or whatever, right? But the thing is, the problem with that is every time you pick up your phone, it plays the fucking sit tone. So it plays it when any random person calls you, they hear that first, you know? Or when it goes to your answer machine, they hear the fucking telezap, right? But and when you pick up a call, you don't really hear it because the phone ain't on your ear yet. But when you pick up your phone to make a call, it's going to play that sit tone because every time your phone goes off hook, it's going to play the sit tone. Now, you could use that premise and build a box that will dial *67 every time your phone goes off hook. It's kind of useless because every time when somebody calls you, they're going to hear the fucking *67 DTMF. Oh, excuse me. But yeah, you could technically build a box. So if you want to, you know, waste your time building a useless fucking piece of hardware, then build a *67 box. Just the point is, block your fucking caller ID. Whatever way you want to do it.
Up. Call 611 up. Fucking just ask for complete call blocking. It's so much easier that way.
Yeah, whatever they call it. Complete call blocking, all call blocking, whatever they call it, you get it. Just get it.
Yeah.
It's fucking just, you want it. Now, another thing I want to talk about scanning. Well, should we play the voicemail first, or should I keep going on scanning?
Let's keep going. We're on the subject.
All right, well, here's one thing that I've been doing lately, and I really like this. I like to do the fucking 99XX or the 00XX scans for all the test numbers and shit like that. You know, like the weird error messages that they save on those numbers, right? And if you want to just, like, completely even block your ANI from that, a cool thing to do is to use a prepaid phone card. Now, the prepaid card isn't going to charge you for hitting an error message. You know what I'm saying? It's going to charge you when you hit the random milliwatt. You know what I'm saying? Or the silent line that supervises in there, but there's not that many of them, you know? So, test out some calling cards. Play with fucking phone cards. That's what I've been doing for the past, like, 2 weeks. All I've been doing is playing with phone cards. I've been getting shitloads of them, you know, just all different ones from little corner stores or whatever. And I found this one. The rates weren't that good, but it works good for scanning because instead of some cards only let you dial, like, a few calls that don't go through, like 5 or 6 fucking non-completed calls, and then they make you call into the calling card again. But this one, it's unlimited. So you could just sit there, fucking dial up the calling card number. Well, it's an 800 number, so you know. 10-10-280, fucking dial up the access number, enter in your PIN, and make the fucking call. You want to do your 99XX scan? Fucking do it. MPANXX 9900. It's a fucking error message. Doesn't charge you. Hit pound twice or whatever. You know, sometimes they say hold down pound for 3 seconds or hit it twice or hit it 3 times. Do whatever and keep going. And you can fucking keep doing that the whole way through, all 100 numbers, without having to call the card back and enter in the PIN again. And you're not letting your A&I pass. You know what I'm saying? It's not very expensive, but it's fun, you know?
And what does the telezapper do anyways?
The telezapper plays the SID tone, and for the automated dialers, most automated dialers or telemarketers are set to hear the SID tone and mark it down as a not-in-service number. You know what I'm saying? So when you pick up your phone, every time your phone goes off hook, the telezapper is going to play that SID tone. Yeah. Which is also just when some random idiot calls you. You know, if I had it on my line and you called me up, I pick up my phone, you're going to hear the SID tone and then me say hello.
Huh, that's weird.
Yeah, what do you mean it's weird? That's telezapper does.
I don't know. I don't think that would.
What do you think it did?
I don't think that's fucking actually really going to block telemarketers.
Well, it doesn't.
But I think it's just a scam.
It doesn't block all of them, but it works for the automated dialers that are set up to recognize special information tones. Or special informational. What the fuck is it? Information or informational?
Ooh. I don't know. Probably called
information. Well, whatever it is. SIT. It's going to hear the SIT, and that's it. So. For whatever that's worth. So, yeah. Scanning tips to have fun with that shit. But, yeah. Milliwatts are going to charge you. Because milliwatt is a call that supervises. As is a silent line. Yeah, you do that through a prepaid phone card. It's going to take the minutes off. Damn, I'm fucking dying here. Jesus fucking Christ, it's fucking late. Take a drink of my beer.
It's fucking late with Twitter and Lucky 225.
Man, I'm smoking, I'm drinking, we're talking about Satan, we're talking about 13-year-old girls. It's just fucking pure fucking evil, baby. Pure fucking evil. Coming straight out of hell. Yep. Anyway. Doug.
Yeah.
Play the voicemail.
New message, Thursday, 10:48 p.m. Your callback number is 972.
I'd just like to wish everybody at Default Radio a happy Christmas and a safe New Year.
Saved messages, Monday, December 22nd, 8:08. PM. Your callback number is 209.
It's a yes, mate.
What did that guy say?
Saved message Monday, December 22nd, 3:34 PM.
Hey, this is Doc. I'm on SeaWorld dial-up. How's the quality? Yeah, your show rocks. You get all the chicks. Hell yeah. Wow, wow.
All right. I thought there was one more.
No.
There was another one, dude, last time.
Yeah, there was one from G.I. Joe, wasn't there?
Star. Saved message, Monday, 10:59 p.m. Your callback number is 561.
Oh, yes. This is G.I. Joe. Decoder's message told me to call this number and leave a message, so hello.
Was that way a message?
Yeah, that was in my away message. Okay, so shouts to G.I. Joe, who called us up, wished us fucking happy Christmas and New Year's, and then he called again because it was in my fucking away message. And shouts to fucking Docs, of course.
Yo, what up?
And who was the other person?
Who
said g'day, mate, or something?
I think we call him up one of these days and be like, hi.
Yeah, who the fuck was that? Seriously, what'd he say?
It just said, like, DTF, mate, or something.
DTF?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to... Yeah, we'll call him. You want to call him up right now?
I didn't get the number.
Ah, fuck. All right, so there you go. Shouts to G.I. Joe and shouts to fucking Docs. Leaving us voicemail. Shout to Natus and Don for giving us email and, Fuck, one chick sent me email in my private box, but I don't have it here, but I'll fucking get that for episode 7. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, what are we doing here? What's going down? Don't everybody talk at once. Don't everybody chime in with your fucking brilliant ideas.
Hey, dude, I'm fucking tired and sick, so.
Yeah, me too, man. It's fucking like 7 in the morning. I don't even know what time it is. Oh, God.
I don't know.
Yeah, this is fucking wonderful. Blah. This is all going to get edited out.
This show's so deep.
I know. It's the leadiest.
We should have done this fucking 4 hours ago.
Yeah, we should have. It would have been awesome. But it sucks now. Whatever.
Yep.
Let's get into more evil stuff. At the beginning of the show, by the way, since I forgot to mention this, you heard a band that just epitomizes evil. That would be Danzig. I don't know if people are really into Danzig. I don't know. I don't know what the kids listen to nowadays. Who knows? People don't even remember Danzig, man. I mean, come on. These guys were innovators. Fuck that. But you heard Danzig, and you're going to hear Danzig again when we fucking leave. So just make sure you're ready for that. Because Danzig is the shit. Yeah. Of course, Glenn Danzig started off with the Misfits and got sick of that shit. Got a fucking band, which is pretty much like when he left the Misfits, the original Danzig, which wasn't called Danzig, it was called Samhain, which actually means Halloween, I think, doesn't it?
Could be.
I think it's a Celtic word for it means Autumn's Eve, I think, but it's closely related. It's normally related with Halloween. So yeah, Samhain, which technically I guess is a Celtic word for Autumn's Eve, but Halloween. And then they changed their name to Danzig. And I don't know, those guys, when they were Samhain, man, they were making some pretty fucking sick, like, it was like speed metal but punk. You know what I'm saying? And it was good shit. People don't realize. People don't remember this crap. Go and buy it. Go and get some fucking Misfits and Samhain and Danzig. Get that shit. Pick it up. It's good stuff. And it's evil. And you know, no matter what you do in your life, you gotta remember that. Just evil is the way to go. You gotta stay evil. You gotta worship the devil. You have to, I don't know, do drugs.
Oh, of course. Definitely.
Kill people whenever you get the chance.
You gotta kill people while you're on drugs, though, so you can get away with it.
Exactly. Just blame the drugs. Just blame the devil. Devil made me do it. Fuck that.
Yeah, cocaine, psychosis, some type of shit.
That's
get a good excuse before you kill somebody, you know?
Sacrifice virgins in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Well, you know, you don't want to waste a virgin there, you know? You got to de-virginize them first, then sacrifice them.
It's not the same.
Nah.
Oh, you suck.
There we go.
We're on. We're back?
Yeah.
A little technical difficulties there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, one side of the tape, huh?
We're at the end of the tape there.
Oh, God. This is, once again, just to let the listeners know again, in case you forgot, this is being recorded a master copy on a fucking tape, an analog tape. And now, if the kids out there don't know what that is, it's this stuff they had back in the 1800s. It was like this little plastic casing, and it had this magnetic tape inside of it. And what you could do is you could record audio onto it and play it back. Now, I don't know how they did it. I really don't know.
Sure it was plastic, man? I thought that shit was made of wood.
That's, well, originally, yeah, it was made of wood. But then they invented plastic in 1893. And they started making it out of plastic.
Anyway, it's like I was saying, we got that guy's number, so let's call him up that left that weird message.
All right, call him up. Ask him what it meant. Dude, we just got finished saying how we weren't going to own anyone.
I was just toning it out, God.
No, I mean, call him at all. It's probably like an A&I trap.
I'm not here right now, but leave your name and your number, I'll get back to you. I'll be playing DDR. Peace out.
Please leave your message after the tone.
press 1 to send a numeric page.
This is Decoder calling from Default Radio, and we just wanted to wish you and yours a happy new year.
Okay, then. Thank you. And we're off.
Did we just own someone, man?
Fuck.
That's fucking awesome. Dude, I just got, like, finished saying, like, 20 minutes ago how we didn't want people's numbers. They got to block their caller ID. We don't let it down. We don't care. Shut up.
I was saying how this guy was.
We disregard it. You know what I'm saying? And what do? We just fucking own them.
Hey, that's what he gets for leaving some weird-ass message.
Oh, man. Was that hairball? It sounded like hairball. Oh, wait. You know who that was?
Who?
Whoa. What was the area code?
209.
Where's 209?
I don't know. I looked for you online, but...
wait a minute.
Give me a second. 209.
Yeah, where's 209?
Yeah, this is obviously
California.
Is it California?
Yeah, it's California. Central California.
Central California.
It was a
Fresno
phone, I think.
Fresno area?
I mean, 209 what?
Damn, I'm looking at my map right here.
Maybe it was DGD. It sounded gay like him.
DGD doesn't live in 209.
He might know.
He might. I don't even see 209 on this map here. Are you sure it's California?
Yeah, it's a split from 559.
From 559?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see it. Oh, that's up by fucking where Prism lives.
So it's Prism?
Yeah, it might be. Anyway. So yeah, we we're not going to own people, man, and we do it anyway?
We're not owning. We're just asking, hey, what's up? We're from Default. This is a friendly message, you know?
Dude, still, man. Calling people at home and stuff. Or was that a cell phone? Whatever.
That's a cell phone.
Ah, bah. Man, we're evil.
So what's in the news in telecom today? Anything?
No, actually, there's nothing been going on, man. It's been a slow fucking week. Nobody's doing shit. They're all fucking... People were celebrating that one pagan holiday where they put, like, a tree in their house and stuff and light candles. I don't know. It's some invocate... They're trying to invoke some spirits or something. I don't know what it's about. Then they start giving each other gifts. I really don't know, like... I forgot what it's called, but that's what they were doing this week. So I don't know. There's nothing really new, man. Nothing fucking new. What a fucking goddamn predicament. You want to call some stuff, Doug?
Why don't we just call the bridge and see if they have anything to say on the show?
Call the bridge.
All right.
We're going to call the bridge and see if anybody's coughing live at 3:25 a.m. in the morning. Oh,
damn it,
I don't know. Not there. You do anything this week?
Press 1. El Acusar en el baño. Trabajadores. Hacks or dudes. Slam E to leech your leap 0 day wares and prawn.
1.
Who's on the bridge?
Hello.
Who's that?
White Sword,
you're on Default Radio.
Cool.
He doesn't even care. He's like, yeah. And so... What do you do on the bridge by yourself?
I'll just be edited out.
Yeah, we're going to edit it out.
I'll just be edited out. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to edit you out. Why are you on the bridge by yourself?
We were hoping someone intelligent like Rigel was on.
Oh, yeah, fuck you, Doug. You little 14-year-old boy.
All right, White Sword, you got any shouts for anyone before we cut off the bridge?
Yeah, shout out to me.
Oh, you're a fucking retard. Cut him off now. Get rid of this idiot.
Hey, White Sword's going to be in our special clip show in January.
Yeah, White Sword will be on the special.
I'm giving shit out to the DDP and Stank Doug.
We're letting you back in? All right.
See you later, White Sword.
Goodbye, White Sword. Have a wonderful night.
All right, then. What the hell are we doing?
I don't know.
Who knows? Jesus Christ. Well, I don't know.
I'd say we call the PLA, but I'm afraid of like a milliwatt or something.
Yeah, right. Not theory. Any work on the roof trampoline? How's that coming along? I noticed you didn't get it out for the Christmas season. Oh, wait, fuck, I said it. Damn, now, like, fuck.
No, it's out. It's out. I released it in Germany.
Oh, it's out in Germany?
Yeah, it's out in Germany.
All right.
But they did the David Hasselhoff edition. So.
they go for David Hasselhoff over there. They like it.
They go for that fucking weird shit over there. Put his face on anything, they'll buy it.
They will. I don't know what's the deal. Yeah. David Hasselhoff. What's the point of that? Didn't he do music or something?
Yeah.
What kind of music?
Dude, I've heard it. It's fucking terrible.
Like, what is it, though? Is it like, what is it?
It's just like sappy bullshit, at least the shit that I heard.
Yeah.
It's retarded. Dude, it's painful. Don't even bother trying to find it.
Oh, man.
It's not like it would be on Kazaa anyway. Like, who the fuck would share that shit?
Because I like some pretty bad music. Like, me personally, one of my favorite songs of all time was fucking Eddie Murphy had an album out.
Yeah, I remember that.
And he had a song called Party All the Time.
Party All the Time. Oh, shit.
That was
the worst song ever.
It was one of them, and I like it. I fucking love it. Eddie Murphy likes to party all the time. And he does. Not anymore. Well, he did that, I think. So, yeah. So, David Hasselhoff, you're telling me, is unlistenable.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to laugh at it like when I listen to Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you might. But Eddie Murphy's shit is way funnier, I think.
Than who's? I don't know, Doug. Where'd you spend the last fucking 2 minutes?
It was on the sex party line. What's your problem?
The fucking moron. The gay sex party line?
Yeah.
Give everybody the number.
I don't know it, dude.
Sure, trying to cover up. You're about to, like, spit
the
it out. Oh, it's,
I know is 909-661-1234.
Is that the gay one?
No, it's just the party line. It's the doorbell line with the Mexicans.
Oh, the Mexican doorbell line. We love that one.
Yeah.
You want to call the Mexican doorbell line?
Okay, I've never heard this before. Go ahead, call
yes,
it.
You have. Actually, dude, I was cleaning up all my fucking PMs on the forums, and there was actually, and they go, these are like PMs going back to like October, right? And one of them was from you saying that you tried to call the SoCal Bridge. This is when it was still up, of course, and that you got the party line. And it seemed that you were like deeply hurt by it, like something it just ruined like your day.
Yeah, it was like somebody killed my kid.
Yeah, so we're calling it, and we're calling it.
You really want to call the
doorbell line?
We're calling
the doorbell line.
You know how wrong that greeting is?
Operator.
No electronics. Hey, you know what, though? I have been orange boxing a lot of people on that line, and they think I work for North County.
Well, dude, you got your orange box?
No, my computer doesn't work.
Oh, yeah. Owned! You got...
Wait, why is it so long?
What the... I thought you hung up on it.
No, I got the number, man. Your own. With my elite fucking skills.
What are you talking about? It didn't ring.
It did, too. You just didn't hear it because you were vibing about fucking orange boxes.
Shut the fuck up, White Sir. Get the fuck off of my show.
No, I'm not getting off your show. Get me off.
All right, White Sir. See you later, click. All right.
Anyway, Doug,
get the
call it up. Call it up.
Well, I have to call back in because I already have something on my three-way. That's the thing about cell phones and three-ways is you can never hang up unless the other one hangs up.
All right, call back in, whatever. White Sword, you still here? Yeah, he wasn't on here. What the hell? Whatever. Jesus Christ. Hello, you're live on Default Radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got any shouts?
To the party that we're about to call. This is my home. If you ever want to find Doug, I'm chilling with the Mexicans, homies. So
wait,
here
we go. You got orange box?
No, I don't. I can call it real quick.
Mine are fucking all.
Yeah,
mine don't work.
Yeah, the call with that, the call waiting ones, man. I swear to God, I always do shit like, and then I do the intro voice in my own voice, like the operator, no collect charges, and they think me. Because that fucking dumb.
Call it up. We don't have to orange box him today.
I was like, yeah, I work for North County. They're like, what's North County? They don't even know what the fuck they're on.
Well, call it up. Call it up, dude. We're calling the doorbell line. I'm smoking a cigarette and listening to Tool.
Collect or third-party billings will ever be accepted on this number. You've reached the free and fun party line, and don't
Which
forget...
Which is neither free nor fun.
It's free, it's just not fun. ...all over the country. Make sure you check out our other hot...
Which doesn't
at
work.
1-268-404-6450.
Yeah, call Antigua.
That doesn't even work.
Girls
broken number.
All over the country. Again, it's 1-268-404-6450.
Well, Scott used to say that this guy is like some sort of meth addict, the guy who's doing this recording.
Operator, no collect charges or billing instructions will ever be accepted.
And live.
Hey, their bridge is broken tonight.
Some readers are waiting for
you. You're just boxing it out.
268-404-4528. That's 1-268-404-4528. And as always, with our service, you're
lagging. Yeah, it's lagging.
Normal, applicable long distance toll charges.
Their asterisk box is broken.
Costly 900 number.
It is asterisk
broken.
Now
we're live at the party line. Already in progress. Have fun.
I will.
Entering room 1.
All right.
Fucking wet boy kicking nobody's ass.
Oh, Mexicans, you are live on Default Radio. Hey, all you homies, you live on Default Radio right now. Fucking her.
Shut up, bitch.
You're live on the radio right now, bro.
Hey, you know what? Shut the fuck up. What the
You're
fuck
live on the radio, though.
Hey, give a shout out to my homie, fucking Louisville Town.
Word. You're live on the radio.
Hey, what's going on? Shout out to my homie, dude. What's going on? Louisville Town, the hookup. You know what I'm saying? Up in the IE.
Suck on my toe. Come on.
Hey, if you want to hear yourself on the radio, just go to cbzone.org/default.
Shut the fuck up, you stupid white boy.
Hey, really?
You fucking lop.
Yeah, I swear to God.
No way.
You computer geek.
Go to where?
You computer geek.
cbzone.org/default.
Shut up, computer geek.
.org/default.
Shut up,
yeah,
white girl.
Yeah, it'll be, hey, no, this will be played on Thursday or Wednesday night.
Really?
Keep looking back for episode 6.66.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's when you're going to hear your own voice. Later,
cool.
Slut, I'm going to go.
All right, later.
Alright.
That was horrible.
Dude, this episode is fucking just terrible.
Oh my god. Dude, was that bad? What?
That was the worst.
That was the fucking... oh my
hey,
god.
Hey, you know what? We got 3 new listeners, so, and they're black, so you know what? We need to UPN this mother anyways.
Oh my god. How bad can it get? Could it get worse?
Well, we're not recording.
What do you mean?
Just joking.
Oh, fuck you. I fucking hate you. Doug, let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Seriously. A serious question.
Uh-oh.
When are you going to come out of the closet?
Not gay, dude. I don't
well,
know
there's, I've gotten some. That. I've gotten some email.
Oh, God.
In my own personal email. And there's a guy out there. I'm not going to say who he is. But he's very comfortable in his sexuality. And he has a crush on you, Doug.
Oh, God.
He does. He loves you. He wants
you're bullshitting. You're bullshitting.
He wants you.
You're just full of shit, Dakota.
But I told him, I sent him an email back, and I was like, I'm sorry, I don't think it's going to work out because Doug's a bottom, too, so I don't know if you guys can
oh
really get together
God.
Like that. But he's a cool guy, and I'm not going to say who he is, but he knows who he is. Sure, shouts to him.
Shut the hell up, Dakota.
I'm dead serious, man.
God.
What the fuck? Why would I lie?
I don't know where you get off on this gay shit, I swear to God.
Hey, you're the one who gets off on the gay shit, not me, bro.
No, I mean, I don't know why you gotta think I'm gay.
It's not what I think, man, it's just what I know.
I mean, I'm sorry to disappoint you and all, but I'm not gay.
Have you not figured it out yet?
What?
That you're gay.
I'm not gay, dude.
Alright, whatever you say, man. Whatever you say. Keep lying to yourself.
God.
So, all right. We called up the doorbell party line, which is available on 909-661-1234. Or pretty much, if you just look up North County Telecom and pick any one of their area codes and exchanges and dial a random number, you're going to get that. And it's run on it's run an asterisk. And
Are the people that run now like freakers?
Yeah.
And basically when you call it, it's just all the people on there are just full of shit, you know. I know Not Theory was very saddened when he called it. He thought he was going to call the SoCal Bridge one day, and he was like, oh my God, what happened?
What happened like, holy shit, Tron really did take over this bridge.
What happened to the SoCal?
I gotta say, though, where the fuck is the SoCal getting
Yeah, where the
up?
Fuck is the SoCal?
God what, damn it, Scott.
What's going down? Fucking. I haven't even heard Scott for like a month. Where is he?
No, yeah, it's been a few weeks. I mean, he can't be that busy in the Navy.
Busy in the Navy. Where Doug wishes he was, in the Navy.
Shut the hell up, bro.
Where he sails the seven seas.
No, seriously, though, I mean, the SoCal is where everyone went.
That's it. It was,
you know,
it was
like,
the epicenter of freakerdom.
And Tron's got to shut down all this shit, you know? Seriously, fuck you, Tron.
Yeah, fuck Tron, man.
That's all I have to say.
What a Tron he is. And you could, you could hit up Tron on AIM. On his AIM name, Kane Ryan Marlowe. K-A-N-E space R-Y-A-N space M-A-R-L-O-W. That's his AIM name. Hit him up. Put him on your buddy list.
Fears or.
Yeah, fear it. Anyway.
The PLA is great, but once there's a lot of activity going on, some faggot has to, like, tone out the bridge.
Yeah, the PLA was cool, but, you know. It's all dead, man. It's all fucking over with.
Hey, you know what? I was talking to Prison the other day because they were calling Singular, as usual, on the PLA.
Yeah.
And PlayStation, everyone was on there. And I was like, what's up, PlayStation? I mean, Prison. And I was like, why don't you go on the Lacutus Savoy Bridge? And he's like, well, because Lacutus is too mature for me. I can't do that shit on this bridge.
Yeah, calling Singular. God. Anyway. What else do we want to do today? You want to call some shit, Doug?
Sure.
Like, not party lines?
Damn.
Yep.
Want to call an elevator?
I don't think anybody's in the elevator right now.
You'd be surprised.
Really? Would I be surprised?
This hour, no.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be surprised. I don't know.
We could do the show on my school's PA.
We could. We did a lot of it on Lucky's answer machine.
To the other half on the PA.
I was pretty.
Or we could just call around the people and be like, congratulations, this is us from Default Radio. You won $9,000.
I could call a bunch of chicks I know, but I don't want to do that. Wake them up and yell at them. That'd be pretty funny. Here, I know what number you could call. This is a cool error message I found the other day. You want to call it up?
Yeah.
It's,
Uh-oh, wait. Error message. Uh-oh, does it register?
That's right. You're on a cell phone. No,
cell
of course
phone.
Not.
Fucking crap.
You're such a cocksmoker, man.
Yo, why don't you have your three-way and shit?
Even if I did, it's not gonna... When other people three-way stuff, because you're recording, it just sounds way too low. You have to three-way the shit.
Dude, I do it on separate lines, too. It shouldn't make any difference.
No, it does, because I don't know why. It just does.
Because when Lucky does a three-way, it's on a crappy pack of 8 phone. It sounds like...
Yeah, but I've heard other people three-way as well, and it just sounded bad. Yep. Oh, well. Maybe. We'll test it out one day, but not today. How long have we been going on this?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, we're on fucking tape.
I think I can give you the counter.
I think it's been 50 minutes.
Yeah, well, we're about to fucking cut this, man, because
man.
I don't know what's going on. It's fucking late. I don't even know. What the fuck did we do today? Nothing. What a fucking waste. We just waste. Everybody listened, and we wasted their time.
Well, we'll part of Pomona.
One, two.
Well, I mean, like, what do you...
What the fuck was that?
Sorry about that.
What the hell was that? I just got like a rap attack, bro. What the hell happened? Doug.
That was the party line, sorry.
Oh, the party line was still out there?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What are you doing, bro? What are you doing to me?
Are we actually going to release this show, I mean?
Yeah, this is coming out, baby.
No fucking way. I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, no, no. There are shows. There's like 20 or 30 episodes of T-Fault that haven't been released. And this is going to be released. This is coming out. I didn't waste my time.
Oh, we should inform. I can't remember the exact date, but in the middle of January, we're going to have a special two-hour episode. That's not going to be a default per se, but yeah.
It's going to be something to look forward to. It's going to be something Lee.
It's going to be Lee. It's going to be what you've been hearing about with the SoCal.
Yeah, everybody who hears the legends and the myths about the SoCal.
We're talking recording of Tron. We're talking good prank calls. Everything.
Prank calls, Tron. Fucking crazy stuff that went down. People calling in.
Freeway shit, and we make fun of them. All of that.
So much shit. It's gonna be just a. It's, dude. I think that episode is gonna be made in a WrestleMania.
It's gonna have cool sound effects and shit. You know, it's gonna be
everything. It's gonna be there's gonna be music everywhere. It's gonna be just one fucking big goddamn party.
Yep.
That's when you want to bring the kids around the radio and have them listen, because it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a great special, hosted by, I have no idea.
Me and you, probably. We're going to do it in a couple of days.
We might just fucking display the clips.
No, we're going to have to host it. It's going to be lead. It's going to be lead, so be ready for it. Doug, how long are you going to be away, by the way?
2 or 3 weeks, but as for default, I'm going to be gone for probably 2 episodes.
You're going to be gone for two, so we have to do one pre-recorded one.
We're going to do one pre-recorded one, right, for the week before the clip show, and then the clip show, and then we go back to our live shit.
Live.
For CCCPR, though, I'm going to be gone for, since I'm going to be gone for, you know, just how it happens to be on a Saturday, they're going to fucking do the show themselves, but it's going to be on CB Zone, so.
Okay, so they're
going
to be able
access.
To, they're gonna, they got access to stream it.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It's going to be like the way they did and everything.
That's cool. All right. So, yeah, Doug.
What?
You got any shouts to any of your gay lovers or anybody?
Got a shout out. You know what? No, because now if I get a shout out, you're going to make a gay joke. So
I'm not. I promise. I'm zipping my lip.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, I am 101% straight.
101%? That's out of 1,000 and the other 900.
I should. Definitely. Fuck you. This show not going out. Fuck it. Never mind.
Yeah, it's going out. All right, so give some shouts, bro.
I got a shout to my friend Don Wilson with OnlyGeeks.com.
All right, Don Wilson. He's the one who wants Lucky to be fired, right?
Yeah. He was the one that's saying that Lucky, like, never really heard Lucky on the show before, so he doesn't know who it is.
Well, it's for anybody out there listening who has wondered where Lucky's been, if you want to hear him, he was on episode 1, episode 2.5, and episode 4. And he did make a brief appearance in episode 3, so there you go. That's the shows that Lucky's been on. For the people who said he hasn't been there, he's been around for more than half of them, so. Which, for whatever that's worth. Not there. Any shout outs?
Yeah, just Strom Carlson.
That's it. Shouts to Strom, hell yeah. And my shouts this week.
Oh, and I also have a shout out to the Party Light and White Sword.
Fuck you.
What? For interrupting you?
Yeah, you did it on purpose, too. You know what? You're a fucking homo. That's all you do. You just fucking suck black cock. You call that Party Line to look for dudes to suck off.
No, because if you do, they bitch at you.
Fucking gay homo. Well, they always want you to. Every time I heard that line, every guy tells me to suck his dick, and I'm like, I'm sorry, I just don't swing that way.
They try to act all cool, but if you would say yes, they'd be like, ew, you're like, what the fuck, you're the one that asked, homo.
Yeah, well, you always say yes, so you would know.
Oh, fuck you, dude, I'm fucking, whenever someone would, like, freeway that, probably stand there.
Blah, 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 blah.
You know what I'm talking about, you're just trying to put this shit on me. So go fuck off.
Yo, Sandigger would never fucking three-way that. He would three-way the PLA, he would three-way the Moo Cow Bridge. He would never three-way that. That was what you would do, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, you know, speaking of him, shouts to Sandigger. I haven't heard from him for a while. I fucking changed. Fuck. He's on my old buddy list, on my old AIM name. But I have to go fucking put him on my new buddy list. I keep forgetting to do that. You know who else I did it to? Wintermute. I fucking had, like, the wrong spelling of his fucking AIM name, which, I'm not going to give out. But I had the wrong spelling of his AIM name on my new AIM name for so fucking long. And I'm like, man, Wintermute's never on anymore. Until fucking one day, and of course, shouts to Wintermute for doing the show last week. And until one day, I signed on to my old name, and I was like, wait, fuck, I have the wrong name fucking down.
So I gotta get a few people's names off of that buddy list.
Yeah, Sandager's gonna be on the comrade, though.
Or as Hack and Slash would call it, the comrade list. But who else do I want to give shout outs to? I forgot, man. Shouts to Briscativo. Shouts to Kuroishi. Shouts to Surye from datamachine.net. I hope that's how you pronounce his name.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Fuck, I forgot. Shit, my bad, bro. If you're listening, yo. People got some fucking hard to pronounce names, man. Shit. Not my fault.
Shouts to that 12-year-old girl.
Shouts to the 12-year-old girl who's listening right now.
Is she the one that gave you the calling card?
No. Some dude by the name of Syntax hooked me up with a calling card, so big shouts to Syntax.
That would be pretty lead if there's 12-year-old little girls that are freak source.
I don't know why she listens. I really don't. But shouts to her. Yeah, I think that's it. For Default Radio Special Episode 6.66, which was supposed to be evil, but really, in actuality, we were just evil to our listeners by putting them through this fucking shit.
Yeah. Surprised if you're still listening to this.
Yeah, if you're still listening to this, yeah, we're just fucking evil for making this happen. But yeah, just in case you forgot, everything is always on default. Later.
Be sure to leave voicemail to 484-DEFAULT. 484-DEFAULT,
and fucking be sure to email us at default@tbzone.org. Email me, fucking decoder@oldschoolfreak.com or decoder@freaksandgeeks.com, and
Lucky225 at
he's not on the show anymore. Nobody cares what his email is.
Or if you would like to email me to all you great fans that actually prefer listening to me on this show, just email to doug@tbzone.org, because everyone knows they only listen to Default because of me.
Yep. Not there. Give out your email before we leave.
Yeah, n3@binrev.com.
There you go.
And just remember that everything is always on default.
I said that already, you bitch.
It's on default. Don't worry.
You trying to take my shit away? You want me to kill you?
Thank you for listening everything. To Default Radio.
I'll fucking so kill you, bro. Before. I will fucking murder you in a satanic ritual.
The Doug Show.
Fuck you. You're not doing it anymore. You're fired. That's it. I'm calling up Rant Radio. You're fired.
Hey, dude, they don't record. They're too lazy. Oh, shit.
Good job.
Even though I have no beef with Rant Radio, I'm just, like, fucking around right now because it's late.
Bah. Whatever, bro. The fuck is wrong with you?
Are we ending this show yet?
No. Because I'm pissed.
We should go another hour for the.
Yeah, dude, where do you get off trying to end the show? Seriously. Where do you get off?
I'm telling you, this is where the show's going to get good. And
yeah, what the
fuck?
Like, seriously.
Wait 2 hours.
Yeah, right, you have to wait. We just wasted time. The tape's going to run out. We're going
to
record this.
We had to wait an hour to start it, and then we had a fucking hour of bullshit that sucked. And now we're going to have fucking 10 minutes of good shit.
Yo, I think I have a cool number to call up. Hold up.
Oh, man. That's fucking...
Dude, where was this number an hour ago?
Yeah, right. Oh, God damn it, man.
Yeah, we didn't harass the single dial-up welcome line either.
Oh, we forgot to do everything, man.
Yo, welcome to Default Radio, hour two.
Hour two? Fuck, man. We're going to do a lot of editing. We're going to turn that part that we just did into the real end. Doug.
What?
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm waiting for a command.
The show is over. Everything's always on default. Fuck you. Later. See you fucking Friday night live, motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck your mother. And fuck everyone. Fucking piece of shit. Go worship the devil and fuck underage girls later. Do drugs. Drugs. A lot of drugs. Later. That's where you cut it.
Oh.